Welcome to the Bible Girl Podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I have a great love for God's Word, journal writing, and gel pens in every color. I combine these loves into one great passion, studying God's Word. Today we're going to talk about difficulties, about struggle and suffering in our lives, and the value that it has to us. And we're going to be taking a look at a passage of scripture that is so precious to me. There are several times in my life I can look back and see how this scripture, for different reasons in each circumstance, really affected my thinking to such a point that it really changed my behavior. And we're going to be in 2 Corinthians today, and I think this passage is a very encouraging passage, and I hope the things that I talk to today about what suffering and what difficult situations and just the stresses and trials of this life do in us and do for us will encourage you and will really give you some motivation to keep moving forward today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul is talking about our ministry, our ability to spread the gospel, the command that we have to take the message of the gospel and spread it out. And he says, we do not lose heart, therefore having this ministry by the mercy of God, but we have renounced disgraceful underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God said, let light shine out of darkness. He has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is a kind of a confusing, twisty paragraph. He's saying that we don't need to resort to underhanded tactics or schemes or tampering with the word of God, because the gospel is being revealed in the glory of Christ. And even though the tempter, the God of this world, as Paul refers to him, has made it difficult for unbelievers to believe and to see the truth of this gospel, we serve a God who said, let light shine out of darkness. And he has given us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. And then he goes on to say in verse 7, but this treasure, this light of the glory of God, has been put into us, and we are just jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. And before I go on to a section of this chapter that's probably more familiar to you, let me just say that these jars of clay can be in pretty bad shape. We've all been roughed up a bit by the world. And these jars of clay are not spectacularly beautiful in and of themselves. There is much about us that is weak and sinful, and the Bible says even the best things about us cannot earn us anything good. Because even our righteousness is not good enough for God. But though we have this treasure in jars of clay, the treasure inside of these crazy jars is goodness and light. And it shines out through the cracks. Those cracks come from the difficulties of life. They come from rubbing up against difficult people and being smashed upside the side of our jars with situations we didn't anticipate and certainly would never have chosen. We get those when we're in car accidents or when we hear a bad diagnosis from the doctor. Our jars of clay crack, break, and crumble. But that's an opportunity to let more of the light out. The light of Christ is within us, and God, who once took this world we live in, this earth, and created it out of nothing, and said, let us bring light into the darkness, is still doing that this day. He is still taking dark places and he is creating light. And the way he has chosen to do that in this age that we live in today is through us. We are the light carriers. We're carrying them in cracked and fragile jars. But we are carrying the light, and it is spilling through all the cracks, and the world is able to see. And so, though we are afflicted in every way, we are not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. We are carrying in us the gospel. The gospel is alive and powerful in our lives. The fact that Christ died for us, we carry his death with us. He chose to take our place, and then he chose to rise again. And so his life is also within us. This gospel of the sinless life, the sinless death, and the amazing redemptive resurrection is being carried within us, bringing light to dark places inside us, and dark places where the light spills out of us. He goes on to talk about, we speak of this. We know that Christ did this, that the gospel is true, and so we speak of it, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So, we don't lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. This gospel, this truth of salvation, this light that Christ has put in us is renewing us inside. Even though on the outside, we're taking a lot of bumps and bruises. We're taking some hard hits sometimes. He goes on to call this a light momentary affliction. It doesn't seem very light or momentary sometimes, but it is to God. The one who controls time, but yet is not controlled by it. These afflictions are preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. The light of Christ that glows deeply within us, the gospel that has transformed us inside, that's where the real work is being done. All we see sometimes is the cracked jar of clay. But God in heaven sees more. He sees the work that is being done inside of you. And he also sees the promise being fulfilled in your life, that he will not stop until he is finished with you, until your work is completed. And then you'll be with him forever. For the things that are seen are transient. They go away. They're here one moment and they're gone tomorrow. But the things that we can't see are eternal, and they will be here forever. I encourage you to look at your suffering, at your trials, at the difficulties, the sandpaper people and situations in your life as a chance for the light of Christ to spill out of the cracks, as a chance for more work to be done in you. So don't lose heart. All of these things are working together to build a masterpiece. And when the masterpiece is complete, then you'll get your reward. We're all here for a short time. I encourage you to make those moments count by making every moment a holy moment where God is present, God is active in your life. Don't forget that. He's working even when you don't think about him. He's working even in the situations that seem to have nothing to do with him. He is always at work in your heart and in your life and in your circumstances, and you can trust him. Don't lose heart. We are afflicted, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but never, never, never forsaken. Struck down, but we cannot be destroyed. God bless your week.
Thanks for joining me today. If you have questions or comments, you can email me at BibleGirlPodcast@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Goodreads, and Pinterest under the username Jessie L. Robinson. And that's Jessie with an I, J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. You can get articles, show notes, links to things referred to on the podcast, and more on my Tumblr blog, which is BibleGirlPodcast.tumblr.com. Links to all my social media and blog sites are on the podcast page at BibleGirl.podbean.com.